We're talking with Jill Brown of Northwest Missouri State University. She's Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest, and she's getting ready for the upcoming fall semester for career services or events. Plenty of things on schedule. Talk about, you know, we've talked before about the career closet. How about an update on the career closet and how that works?
Absolutely. Well, and thanks to your listeners, our career closet continues to be very prolific with donations. So what the career closet is last October, we discovered a number of our students had a need for professional attire to attend career day. So we kind of just threw it out there as to, I wonder what that would look like if we just ran a free service for students to shop for professional attire. Would we get enough donations? Well, I'm here to tell you, we have enough donations now that we have four rooms that students can shop for professional attire. So now we stock everything from jeans on up. So we don't take sweatshirts or sweatpants or t-shirts just because of lack of space, but really anything else a student might wear to a job. So in the case of a lot of our ag commodities, they are going to wear jeans or khaki pants. So we stock those, and we also have suits. We've been open since last October, and we've had well over 400 shoppers. So it's been very popular with the students, and our donations have continued to be extremely well, which we greatly appreciate.
So if somebody listening right now, and apparently this worked before.
It did.
If somebody is listening right now who has some clothes they're not using and would like to put to good use, how do they donate clothes to the closet?
Absolutely. So our office is located in the admin building, which is the big one there on campus in Maryville. And we are in career services office. We're right there on the first floor. So in other words, people just pull into the half circle drive. And usually if they get about two steps in the building carrying a bunch of clothes, people know where they're headed to. They can just drop those off at our office. We're open every Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And we take donations at any time in that window. And it's also common that sometimes we come to work and they're outside our door. And that's fine, too. We just really ask that the clothes are clean and ready to be worn right away, because they will be worn right away. It is very common that I'll get a student who will stop by at 11 a.m. who wants to go to an interview at 2 p.m. and needs something to wear. So we do ask that all clothes are clean and ready to go.
Is there a number that they can call to get more information about this?
Sure, absolutely. So they could always stop by my office or call me. My phone number is 660-562-1251. Again, 660-562-1251. If you want to call and visit with me, I obviously travel a lot too because I'm out visiting employers. So if it's easier to meet in St. Joe, Savannah, wherever the case may be, typically I can work out a pickup location as well.
In addition to having the career day and job fairs and so forth, you also have a part-time job fair. Tell us about that.
We do. So I have worked in the industry long enough to know that if a student has had part-time employment, it's going to make them a better candidate, whether that's for an internship or a full-time job. But I think a lot of times there's just some apprehension as to, gosh, how do I get a part-time job? What does a part-time job look like? Can I balance schoolwork and a part-time job? So this idea was created to have this part-time job fair fall a little bit further into the semester. So it happens on October 10th. And the goal of that is, by then, students have kind of figured out the lay of the land. They're no longer getting lost walking to class. They know where their classes are. They know what their schedule is. They know what kind of time they have. And so we open that event open to anyone. It's free for employers. It's also free for attendees. So in other words, we get high school students. We get community members who also attend. And it's really one of those events that's made for everyone. We have plenty of employment in this part of Missouri and lots of part-time jobs that are always sitting vacant. So our goal was just to kind of hopefully bring those two audiences together so that students who need additional funds to pay for school can also meet all those employers who also have those labor needs.
So the students can browse for work and the employers can browse for workers.
Absolutely. I mean, last year was our first time, so we weren't really sure, you know, how this would go or who would come. We had about 14 employers and over about 150 guests. So we felt really good about that for our first time event. Obviously, I'm an ambitious person, so I'd like to see that double for this year.
So were there students who actually walked away from there with a commitment for a job?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of them did. I think a lot of times they just don't realize how easy sometimes it is to get a part-time job or how much they're really needed. I think sometimes, depending on where you grew up or how familiar you are with the part-time labor market, you might think, oh, gosh, you know, I can only work 6 hours a week. No one's going to want to hire that. Well, that's not always the case. Sometimes people are looking for just a six-hour commitment, or some employers are looking for a 20-hour commitment, which is a wonderful surprise to students, too, that they could make that much money while they're going to school.
Well, it must have made you feel good to have that kind of turnout and those kind of results, but also to get the kind of support you got. You have a lot of sponsors for that.
We do. We have a lot of sponsors, and we have a lot of partners. So what's fun about this event, too, is it's not just Northwest Missouri State. We also support with Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, Northwest Missouri Enterprise Facilitation, and the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. So it's definitely a team effort of people that all see that need for that part-time job market.
It is a great way to get experience, and for I think it's really sharp that you've got this coming a little later in the semester when students have had a chance to figure out, all right, how much time do I really have and how much time, you know, could I spare? And then, boom, here's your opportunity.
Absolutely. And our goal is by that point, they've kind of established that work-life balance. They figured out, you know, what clubs they want to be in, what organizations they want to be in. We always say they're a student worker. We want them to be a student first. But we also know that if a student has a part-time job that holds them accountable to showing up at a certain amount of time and certain times of the day, it also makes them more likely to also schedule in their coursework and schedule in their studying work. There's lots of research that shows that that kind of discipline just lays over well into other things as well if you can figure out that right balance. And granted, employment's not for everybody. By no means would I say every student needs a part-time job. But I've been doing this long enough to know that it certainly makes them a better job candidate someday.
Mm-hmm. It does, and it also teaches them some of the skills they need to have to succeed on the job.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we spend a lot of time helping students understand what those experiences are they're having in their part-time job, too, and how you then turn around and talk about it during an interview. So we've been working with a lot of different software and so forth to help students figure out how do they capture that? How do they keep that all in one place? So that way when they go to a career day, they can talk to an employer eloquently about here's what I did, here's how that built teamwork, communication, work ethic, all those things that employers typically ask, and sometimes students don't realize, oh, wait, I did have that experience.
Mm-hmm. Some people call those the soft skills. I don't know. Is that the term you use?
So they do say they're the soft skills. I always say they're the necessary skills.
There you go.
Usually anytime an employer is calling me because they're needing a candidate, those are always the first things they mention. And I think a lot of times all students have those skills. They just sometimes don't know how to speak about them or how do you relate them to an employer or explain that you have those opportunities. College is certainly full of plenty of opportunities to build those skills if you don't feel like you have them. It's just more sometimes helping them understand that you can get them from a club or an organization or a part-time job.
There really is something, some of the basic things that are so important to employers, I know because I've hired a lot of people over my career, that just being dependable,
mm-hmm.
being on time, you know, doing your job, being a self-starter, all of these things, they all count. They all matter.
Absolutely. I was visiting with an employer the other day, and she said her biggest pet peeve right now is that students don't set up their voicemail. And so she'll call to offer them a job, but then she's not sure it's them. And that, I mean, that's a very generational thing that they wouldn't have their voicemail set up. But in her case, she's hiring people who are going to make calls for a living. They're going to call on customers. So she said being able to hear their phone voice was really important to her. So she said she doesn't realize how many kids are missing out on jobs just because if she doesn't get a set up voicemail, that's kind of already a red flag in her book. So we've started to add that now into our trainings. Like, no, you're going to have to set it up because I already heard this from more than one employer. So it's just kind of an interesting tidbit.
Sure. Yeah, and that's something that you might not even think about.
Correct.
If somebody weren't reminding you. Any other activities that are coming up our listeners might be interested in?
So the other things that come up, so we have a couple of events that happen frequently. So we started a Veterans Coffee Hour, and really that's just aimed at joining together all of our folks that have been in the military currently or in the past, whether that's students or community members or really anybody. So we just meet the first of every month, and we meet on Thursdays at 1 o'clock, and we have a Starbucks there in the BD Owens Library, so it's free coffee on those, like I said, first Thursday every month, 1 o'clock. Anybody who's a veteran or in the military, or frankly just cares about the military, we certainly don't check anybody's ID. It's certainly a group where we welcome all folks who are supportive of that audience. We also have Jobs in Java. So Jobs in Java, we meet every Monday at 1 o'clock, and then we meet in the Career Services office. And the goal of that is really we just spend an hour talking about what are the jobs we've seen that week? What are the opportunities we've seen come in? Because a lot of times if a student comes in for an appointment or someone calls me and talks about their job, they're just going to get Jill's 2 cents on the opinion, which I like to think I'm going to give you pretty good advice. But if you come to Jobs in Java, you're going to get all of our full-time staff, as well as a number of our ambassadors who are also going to weigh in and tell you what they've seen, what they've heard, what opportunities they might have. So really, we're trying to do marketing a little bit more intense during that 1 hour, but we'd welcome community members who are who are seeking jobs or, frankly, have jobs to post, you're certainly welcome to come to that. Again, obviously, coffee is important to us. It also includes free coffee. But like I said, that group meets every Monday at 1.
So people can find out a lot more about what you do and what your office does. You can go online and check that way, or you just give you a call.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can give me a call, our career services website. We also have a number of Facebook and Twitter pages. Both of those are referred to as career services. And we also have ones that are called Hire a Bearcat, which is where we're posting all those job opportunities as well.
Jill Brown is Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest Missouri State University. Jill, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.